You probably don't remember who I am. Well, thank you. It's great to be back. Great to be back. Thank you. I just did spend some time with the leaders in the leader circle for just a few minutes, and it's just wonderful to feel the love. And I thank all of you for all the time you've put in, reading on the Caring Bridge site and encouraging us and things like that. It's just a whole new experience. Maybe I can talk about it a little bit later tonight. But I wanted to come down and I wanted to see you, I guess see your faces again before the year was over and spend a little time maybe tonight fellowshipping at the end. But I also wanted to share something, and Trevor and I visited a little bit about it yesterday, and he gave me permission to do that. But, as you know, Teresa, my wife, has Guillain-Barré, and this is a sickness that many of you probably familiar with. I didn't know anything about it, but she became completely paralyzed, and she's on a real, real slow road to recovery. But she's on a road to recovery. A few weeks ago, they had indicated that there was a high likelihood that she wouldn't recover and that she wouldn't make it. But she's, I think, beyond that stage, and we have high hopes now for that she'll move in a positive direction. But one of the things that came up and caused me some concern, and I thought, maybe this whole experience that I'm going through could be, and that she's going through, could be just related to this, and it relates to the prayer for healing. And, here we are in James this week, and we're in James 5:14. And, one of the prayers that comes out continually in this sort of a situation is out of James 5:14. So I've had a lot of time to kind of reflect upon and think about prayer as it relates to healing, and so I wanted to just share for a few minutes at least where I'm at on that topic, And one of the things that, where I come from, first off, you remember a couple of years ago we talked about, should we pray for something that we want, should we pray for anything that we want? And in a simple way, I think the answer is yes. I mean, I think of like Jesus, when he said, when he prayed, he asked God to remove this cup, he didn't look forward to being nailed to a cross, but your will, not my will, be done. But he asked for that, And I think God encourages us to ask for what we really do want in our hearts, trusting that, God will give us these things if he can possibly do it within his will and the things that he's trying to accomplish. And, so sort of with that background is kind of where I came into this whole situation. But I started to receive a lot of cards and stuff like that that referred to this almost like guarantee of complete healing. And one of the passages that is often cited is James 5:14. So that's kind of what I wanted to talk about a little bit tonight, because as we read that verse and look at it, it sounds like it's so unconditional, doesn't it? It sounds like trying to find it here in my notes, but the, it says, if any one of you is sick, he should call the elders of the church to pray over him, anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well, and the Lord will raise him up. Well, that sounds pretty unconditional, that if you do these things, then boom, you are going to get raised up and you're going to get healed, apparently, But, as I thought about that passage, I thought, well, that can't possibly be the correct interpretation of it, because we're all going to die. The wages of sin is death. And, not many of us are going to die in accidents or get murdered. Everybody else is going to die from sickness, just like Teresa's going through, like we're all going to go through. So I thought, that cannot possibly be the correct interpretation of that passage. So what does it mean? And I spent some time looking at different passages and different interpretations of it. And there's, kind of three that you might say that I've seen that are possibilities. One possibility is that it simply refers to God's healing believers. In other words, people with faith in the gospel, those with biblical faith at the time of our resurrection, when we're all going to be given glorified bodies. Every sickness we ever had is going to be healed. Kent O'Leary is completely healed right now. He doesn't have any sicknesses. I think that is a very likely correct interpretation. Another possibility is that the word faith that's used in the passage actually refers to, you might say, the New Testament body of saving faith doctrine. I know probably many of you are familiar with the passage from Jude where Jude uses it that way when he says, when he urges us in verse 3 of Jude, he says, contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints. In other words, the whole body of New Testament gospel doctrine is the faith. And so contend for the faith. So a Greek scholar says in the Greek that the word faith is actually preceded here in James by an article. So it's kind of like our English, and it would say the faith. So that is a possible interpretation as well. I don't know. It could mean, you know, again, though, then that God will ultimately heal our sin problem that, you know, is going to kill us in the end. You know, I mean, our sin problem, you might say, our sin sickness is going to kill us in the end, but it might be by using Guillain-Barré or some other sickness. But we are, it's going to get us because the wages of sin is death. We are going to be gotten, you might say, by some sort of a disease in the end. Third possibility relates to the translation of the word sick. The Greek word that's used there is actually translated about half and half in the New Testament to a different meaning. And sometimes it means sort of a spiritual despondency, and other times it refers to physical illness. And again, you know, but the spiritual despondency might fit here with the fact that these people were probably under a lot of persecution. So what is the correct interpretation? I don't know for sure what it is. But I am sure, and this is really important to me, and that's one of the reasons I want to be here tonight. You know, I'm absolutely, positively sure that it does not mean that if you have faith that you're going to get healed, you're going to get healed. And the reason that that's so important is I talked to somebody who had a child who had Guillain-Barré. And people came to him and they quoted John 5:14 to him over and over and said, son, if you have faith that God will heal you, you will be healed. Look at this passage. And he believed him. And he was healed in every respect except one, his lip. But he loved to play the trumpet. And he couldn't play the trumpet afterwards. And he reasoned that, well, if God lied about that, what else has he lied about in the book? You know what I mean? And just think about this. See, we're all going to be in that situation that that young lad was in, that my wife is in. We're all going to go through a sickness. We're all going to get James 5:14 cited to us at some point. And a lot of us are going to be close to death. And we will die. Are we going to go to our graves doubting the truth of God's word because of that false interpretation of 5:14? You see why it's important? You know, you can see a lot of people could lose their faith at the very end because of that. You know, there's all kinds of misinterpretation, I think, about healing in the Bible, and it's understandable. There's a lot of promises in the Old Testament that relate to healing, but that's because in the Old Testament we had they had the Old Covenant, and the Old Covenant was filled with promises of earthly blessing. You know, because it's an earthly covenant. It was promises to Israel of, you know, long time in the land, on the earth. Promises of healing physically while they're on the earth. Long lives, physical lives on the earth. But all these blessings like that under the old covenant for carrying out the sacrificial system and all that kind of thing, you know. So we have to be able to separate those kind of promises out, that they don't really apply to us today. You know, another thing that we have to understand is oftentimes people will say things like, well, you know, God's the same today as he was, or, you know, yesterday, today, and every day. Jesus healed. But, you know, Jesus had a very specific reason for healing when he was on the earth. It was to establish his messiahship. Apostles had that same reason. You know, but Jesus can be the same person and have a different way of behaving in different circumstances and still be the same person because he's got a different goal. You know, I may want to get to St. Peter, and so I take 169, you know. I may want to go up to Fargo, and maybe I take Highway 10. But I'm still the same person, although I'm using different routes to get there. You see what I mean? And Jesus could do that. So, again, we have to be very careful, I think, in how we interpret these passages relating to physical healing. I would have never thought of all these things, you know, had I not been in this situation. But it's important to me, and I just thought, this is a tremendous opening for Satan to destroy a lot of folks' faith if we go down the wrong road on that. But the one thing you can always keep in mind, you cannot interpret that passage to be a guarantee that you're going to get healed on this earth, because we're all going to die from a sickness just about in this room on this earth, right? So, thank you for listening to me again. Well, let's say a prayer, and then we come back. We're going to listen to Trevor's good words, and then we're going to have a little fellowship. Great. Heavenly Father, thank you so much, Lord, for... I thank you, Lord, for what you've taught me through this, and I feel so bad for Teresa that she had to go through it, but it's taught me so much, Lord, that I don't want to... I would never have wanted to leave the earth without what you've taught me through this process. And, Lord, I hope that even at the time that we've had here tonight, that it might save some people from ever losing faith as they go through that sickness process that we're all, almost all of us are going to go through unless we have an accident or are murdered. And so, Lord, I thank you for just giving me that insight and the opportunity to hear, to share it here tonight. Lord, please give us good discussion. Thank you for all that you have taught us through this year. What a wonderful year this has been, an eye-opening year, at least for me, Lord, and I think for many of us here. Thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.